What?
I'm scared. Okay.
She said she's scared. We're on, by the way.
Okay, we're on.
Welcome back to Redefined Fitness. I am your host, Kelsey Wells, and we have a guest today. And
hi, guys.
It is Salome.
Salome.
Mm-hmm. I call her Sal. She's a good friend of mine, but I think let's just clear this right up front. So her name is Salome.
Yes.
You don't say Salome.
No.
But for short, it is Sal.
Yes. A boy in high school started calling me Sal, and it stuck. But
really?
It's
that's
Salome.
That's when that happened?
Yes. Like junior
really?
Year.
Do you like being called Sal?
I don't mind it because the majority of people can't say my name.
That's true.
So I'm like, I don't want to deal with it. Just call me Sal. It's perfect.
I love you. I love your name. You know that. Okay, you guys. Lesson. Listen. If you're unfamiliar with Salome, I'm gonna actually allow her to introduce herself. But I want you guys to kind of understand how this happened. We were walking on the treadmill yesterday at the gym, talking about all the things, catching up on all the things as we do. And I was like, you know what? Come on the pod. And she's like, oh my God, really? And I was like, yes, when? And I was like, tomorrow. And here we are. So it's just like that. That's how we do it. We've been friends. We figured out it was like 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 years ago, mm-hmm. when the babies were just babies.
Yes, I met Kelsey at the gym. I was a little fangirl using the sweat app, and I was like, hey,
I forgot about that.
I'm using your app, and...
Oh my God.
And I was postpartum, and I remember I was seeing if I had separation in my abs.
We went into the studio, and I checked you for a DR.
Yes.
That's
amazing.
So I
was so scared of that. And you checked me, and then, yeah. The rest is history. So.
And I think I worked with Aaron first.
Yes.
So her husband, Aaron, is a big-time photographer. And I roped him into doing – no, actually, okay, a mutual friend of Aaron and I's.
Who was it? Derek.
Derek. Mm-hmm. Yes. What's up, Derek? I'm going to text him and make him listen to this now. And Aaron. And Ryan. We're going to send out the text. But basically, Derek and I were at the gym once, and he ran into Aaron – Sal's husband, and was like, hey, this is Kelsey. He's a photographer. And I was like, I need a photographer. And so we ended up working together on a project. And then he was like, my wife comes here. And then you came up to me shortly after that, and you were like, I'm Aaron's wife.
Yes,
and that's how
yes.
I knew. Yeah, because I had kind of like looked into you and stuff.
Okay.
And anyway, we just became besties. Mm-hmm. And I've been in love with Sal ever since.
Stop.
Many double dates later.
I know.
Many venting sessions later. Here we are. And most recently, Sal has blown up on TikTok, you guys. And this is the thing. I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of you. I told her this yesterday. I tell her this all the time. But let me tell you one thing. This woman has not changed. Okay? This girl has always been exactly who you see online. And she, I said this to you yesterday, but I feel like you were born to do this. And you're such a natural influencer and naturally confident and sexy and giving those vibes that you do not give a shit. And it is very empowering. And that's one of the reasons I've always been drawn to you, which you know. Also, always a trendsetter.
Stop.
Which is a big part of it, you know. But I'm just so happy to see, like, you've been posting consistently. Kind of share your story. Like, tell me, you know, pretend I'm a stranger. Sal, how did you get into social media? Tell us your story.
It's funny because Aaron and I get so many comments now, like, oh, you're using your kids. You didn't post for your kids. And I'm just like, no. Aaron and I have been into photography since literally senior year of high school, which for us was 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been taking photos. Then Instagram came about. We've been posting on Instagram since my senior year of college. Since it was invented. We've documented our lives. I've been making videos for YouTube, Instagram. Like, I've always been into that, like, content creation. Documentation. So when people
say
that...
It's like how you journal your life.
It's how we journal. And people will give you crap for posting your life online. But obviously, everything we post is selective. Like, we have full control.
Yeah.
And, but we're creative people at the end of the day. So it's an outlet for us.
Yeah. And it always has been.
Yeah. And it's never changed. And we've never stopped. So we're going to keep going. Doesn't matter what you haters say.
We'll get more into that in a second. But yes, so then recently.
Recently, yes. Blew up on TikTok. It's been really good. It's feeding into all my other channels, which is really nice. But yeah, I've been super busy and it's really good. It's fun.
And so now you've been able to turn something that you've always organically done as a true passion, as an organic like outlet for yourself into something lucrative, into another stream of revenue for you guys. And
yeah,
it's, I mean, I love to see it because actually someone asked, this is kind of a spoiler, but we'll hit it now, what you did for work or if you worked before being an influencer. Because obviously it's more recent that you, because you just recently signed with management, correct? And you've been able to monetize your socials and you're killing it. And the cool thing is you're not having to change anything because you were already posting and doing all of this before. So it's super organic for you and authentic, which I think is a big point because so many people either get a following or they are trying to create content only to become an influencer and only to make money from it. And it just, I feel like, obviously, authenticity always wins. And so if the number one piece of advice I always have, and I know that you agree, is like, if you're not being yourself, you're not going to win. It's not going to work out for you. No, it's not going to work out for you. So that said, did you, I know obviously the answer, but tell them like, what did you do prior to this? Like,
So I always had random jobs, been working since I was 16, you know, boutiques, restaurants, Urban Outfitters, everything.
Yes, love it.
Then random modeling jobs here and there in Utah. And then I stopped working for like a year before I got pregnant. We were traveling too much and Aaron was working full time, so I was able to do that. And then I got pregnant. And obviously, once we found out it was twins, like there's no way I'm going back to work.
So well, that is a more than full time job.
So yeah, and then I've just been, like Kelsey said, consistently posting just my regular stuff. And then now that I am able to like monetize and stuff, it's been rewarding to see it finally come.
What about Hippo? Is that done now?
Oh yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot I had a kid.
She started a brand.
I forgot. Like right after COVID or during COVID, I started a kid's clothing shop online. And what I loved about that was the creative. The photo shoots, the styling. I've always been into styling. The girls, other kids, whatever. I did just end that a few months ago because I was too busy with social media. Now I couldn't do both. So.
But I do remember a very specific conversation when, because in the beginning you were super passionate and excited about it and it was successful. But then as time went on, you kept hitting burnout like rather quickly. You feel like, oh, I'm just not passionate about it. And I'm not, you know, it doesn't excite me anymore. And it's just so much work and it's not fulfilling. And I don't know if you remember this, but I was just like, then don't.
Yeah.
You know, because, and I think lots of people, when they quit something, they feel like that's some sort of failure. And I feel like that's absolutely not the case. I think we can be called away from things just as like fervently as we can be called to something. And if you're passionate, excited about something and you follow that path and then that dies out, it's probably because you've learned what you needed to from it and you need to go in a different direction. And I think that there's so much joy and like wisdom and like peace in understanding that not everything is forever and like letting things be what they are. So obviously the timing of things, like you had been burnt out with that and kind of decided to step away and then everything happened.
And I think that it actually did help me in the end because like I said, the creative part of it was getting me out to do photo shoots constantly with the girls. And that's kind of what spiraled it all anyway.
And practicing your photography and film photography. Because lots of people assume that Aaron does a lot of your photos and you do it all.
I do it all. I did it all for Hippo. I mean, occasionally he would help me, but everything you see is honestly coming from me. I mean, on TikTok, of course, Aaron's helping me so much, but like, photos and stuff we all do together. But Hippo helped me stay creative during a time where I probably would have just been sitting at home not doing anything. So it kept me going and then it, like it. You said it just naturally fed into this where I could stop Hippo and just focus on this.
Hell yeah. I love it. We love to see it. I did ask, as I always do, questions and topics that you guys wanted us to talk about. And we're going to hit them. And I'm going to leave a lot of time because I think there's a lot of good points in here to talk about. Oh, and as per usual, we have nothing planned. We had nothing. This is unscripted. Just a genuine conversation. I feel like those are the best. That's what I prefer to listen to anyway. But without, again, giving too much away, a lot of people are amazed with you, with your confidence, right? Because you are just posting the shit that all of us wish and want to post. And most people are too scared. I'm serious.
Oh my gosh.
And you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But it's because I've learned. Here's the thing. In high school, I was named Awkward Sal. It was literally in the yearbook. People calling me Awkward Sal.
What?
Yeah. Not even joking. And I'm like, so I was always, I've always been super timid. I was awkward in
high school too. 100%.
Yeah. I've always been super timid, super awkward. I still consider myself awkward, but like I've gotten better. So for me to kind of grow into this where I really don't care what you're going to say about me, it feels amazing. And anybody should do it and can do it. Like, I still have a hard time looking people in the eye, but, like, I am fairly confident. But you'll
post that hot girl shit.
I'll post that shit.
Yeah.
So
why not?
That's the thing. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were like, I wish I could be like you and, like, just post. Because I was like, why don't you post?
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, well.
That's the red flag right there.
I'm like, don't think that way. Like, just post it and think people care.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Even post if they it don't for care, yourself.
Yeah, post it for yourself. And even if people don't care, still post it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that's what you want to do. That's the mindset I'm in is, like, I'm just going to post it because I like it. And then that's the thing. People will see.
And you were consistently doing that for a very long time. Mm-hmm. For years before mm-hmm. anyone else started to, quote, care. Like, before your first thing went viral on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And launched you into a new career path, you were consistently doing what lit you up.
Yeah.
Like, posting what you felt good about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the biggest, biggest tip.
Yes. Just post what you like. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or says. Just post what you like and be consistent with it. And, yeah, I think it'll be good.
And I understand it's hard. It's hard. It feels, like, cringy when you don't have a following or, mm-hmm. you know, so many people are like, I would post this, but it's like no one wants to post things until they have a following because then it's socially acceptable or something. But I'm like, every single person starts with zero followers.
Yeah.
Like, no one begins that way. And there has to, you have to get over that because I think, well, I'm going to wait.
Because
we're going to get into this in a second, but let's start with some of these questions. Okay, so this is, we have not gone through these prior, so I'm just going to spring this on her. And she did say nothing off limits.
So
she might regret that.
We're ready.
But here we go. Okay, hardest and best things about having twins.
Okay, so the hardest was obviously, well, not obviously, but the newborn stage, I thought I was going to die, like actually, like straight up.
I don't mean to laugh. It's no. So real.
No, I know. Well, at one point, my brother even told me I looked green.
Aww.
And I wasn't sleeping. I think I had postpartum depression, didn't even realize it at the time.
Yeah.
Barely eating, trying to make it through the day, breastfeeding, sleeping an hour. My husband, Aaron, travels for work, so he was gone so much. And that newborn stage, if you've had a baby, like, you just know it's another world that you're living in.
Yeah.
So to have two. And we didn't have, like, a live-in nanny. Like, we didn't have a night nurse. All these things that I hear other people who with twins who have had. I'm like, it was just me. I would have my friends, my family, you know, my sister-in-laws all sleeping over to help me. But the best thing is now they have a built-in best friend.
They're so cute.
So they're four now, and they're playing together literally all day. Oh. Talking to each other all day. Playing Barbies. Like,
and they can confirm they are, even if it's possible, cuter in real life. I mean, these girls are so amazing. And they are also confident. And they love, this is another thing. I know how much hate you get for putting them out there. But I know how incredible of a mother you are.
Thanks.
And I also know how vibrant and, like, organic it is for those girls. Like, they mimic you. They love to dance with you. They want to be like you and be with you and do fun things with you. And they are absolutely thriving.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. Yeah, I get so much hate for that. But I'm like, you know what? This world we live in is online and it will continue.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be in their future. Mm-hmm. So why not get them confident and comfortable now if that's what our family's doing?
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to do it, I'm just going to do it. But yeah, they have no problem with it. They play literally 24/7 all day long. We do a 2-second video. They don't care.
Yeah, it's nothing for them. It's not like you're working them.
Yeah, no. And you know, it's great. And we do actually a lot more things together as a family now since we're filming all the time.
Like I love it, that.
You know, you do like more activities and like, so it's good.
Love it. A few people asked how we met, but we talked about that, right? Yeah. We met at the gym. Yeah, through Erin. How you navigate life, there are a few like this, you know, I'll just ask like one to kind of cap it all off is, how have you and do you navigate life being a twin mom? Like, is there any certain tips that you would give to other twin moms or like words of wisdom?
I think my biggest advice is some people have asked me like, they're 6 months old, like da da da, or you know, they're in it, in the thick of it. So my best advice, if you're a twin mom out there, it's going to get better. It's going to get easier. I know it's so hard that first year, like so, so hard. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it pays off because, like I said, they have each other. And that bond is so special to see, like, develop. So, yeah.
I love that. And I agree with that, too. For both of us, finding gym time and motivation with kids, I think... As far as the time, our gym that we go to here at home has an excellent childcare. Mm-hmm. And I know that you were really wary to use it until the girls were a certain age. And mm-hmm. I didn't take Anderson to a gym daycare until I think he was like three and a half.
Yeah.
I don't really remember, but I waited as well. But mm-hmm. I think having that is a huge, huge help. I mean, that's the reason that, you know, between the ages of like 2.5 and till he was in school, that's how I was able to do it. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was about finding time. You know, when he was newborn, it was like the first time he fell asleep for his first nap. And if it was 10 minutes, it was 10 minutes. Like you just, it's not about having the time or the motivation. It's about making the time and choosing to do it, even though you were definitely not motivated.
Yeah. And people ask, how do you stay motivated? You're not going to be motivated. Like you said, you have to force yourself and then you become, it becomes your routine and it becomes your habit.
It builds intrinsic motivation, which is the only source of real motivation.
And it's nice for me and you, like, to have that hour alone.
Yeah.
Like, that was my motivation. I get to have an hour alone.
It's your self-care. It's like, it's an hour where you could go to the bathroom by yourself.
Yes.
Let alone, I mean, there were days when Anderson was littler where it's like, I would have those 2 hours and I would leave him in there the 2 hours. And I would maybe work out sometimes for like 45 minutes and then sometimes I'd just sit.
Yeah.
And just cry chill. Or have a meal uninterrupted or like get a little bit of work done.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in that. I mean, I think moms need to utilize their resources and drop all of the guilt.
And you just need to take that time for yourself because in the end, you'll be better because you'll have that release so you can function better.
Yes, exactly. You can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
You'll be a better mom if you're taking care of yourself. And your health. And also the best way to teach our kids how to take care of themselves is to let them watch us take care of ourselves. So, okay. Just skimming through. Lots of them want to know if the girls have different personalities. Is one more shy than the other? Do you think twin connection is real? Like the super intense?
I honestly do think it is. They do have different personalities. I know people ask that. It's so funny because I know that they're identical, but yes, they're totally two different little girls. But they bounce off each other and they feed off each other because one may be more shy one day, then her sissy will speak for her or vice versa. Like they care so much about each other. Like I even posted a shopping video with them the other day and Rue picks out 2 shirts. Like, the same shirt, but 2, because 1 for her and 1 for Sissy. Yeah. Like, they care so much about each other. And I've met so many identical twins now. There's actually a set that goes to our gym.
Really?
I think they're, like, in their 30s. But they work out together.
What?
It's the cutest thing.
I did not know that.
They're identical.
I want you to introduce me.
If I see them. But, no, I think the bond is real. And it's, like I said, it's so special. And they're both they're funny girls. Like, they're funny. So.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I agree. I see their differences. I mean, I'm not around them a ton, but I can see it. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I try not to like, I just want to like hug them and squeeze them, but it'll go like a long time without me seeing them. And they've already changed so much. And I'm like, I don't want them to like, I want them to know who I am. And remember last time we went to sushi, I'm like, I wanted to give him a big hug, but I didn't want to ask her because I didn't want to freak her out. And then when I was leaving, she's like, she wanted to give you a hug. I like teared up.
Remember, I know.
She like ran to me. I was like, oh my God, this is the best highlight of my day.
They're very alert and aware of what's, you know, going on.
And is it true that you can always tell them apart?
Oh, yes. Literally, if I do make a mistake, it's for like 2 seconds and then I fix it.
It's just like me, literally, I'll mix up Paddington, my dog, and Anderson. Yes. It's just like a name thing. It's not like you don't know.
No, but their faces to me and Aaron look completely different and have since the day they were born. I think that as a mother, it just naturally is that way.
Yes, I love that.
But yeah.
I love that. And I didn't ask that, by the way. That was actually a question.
No, so I know.
Just clarifying that. There are a few questions about your modeling history. Are you with an agency? Would you recommend a modeling agency? If so, who? If not, what's the best way to go?
So you guys, when I was 17, or even younger, of course, middle school girl, you know, your dream is to be a model.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we all have that phase.
Yes. I tied a blanket around me and like would pretend I'm on the runway. But I pursued that. And, you know, if you live in Utah, you know, there's so many photographers and models. And especially back before Instagram, it was like, that's all you like. I was doing photo shoots all the time with like local photographers. Aaron was too. And then I actually got scouted when I was hosting at a restaurant by this model scout who lived in New York. So we went out to New York and actually met with different agencies, but I was shorter.
How old were you?
I think 17 or 18.
Okay.
Probably 18.
And you were with Aaron at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we go, but Aaron and I, because he got scouted too, but we're both short. Like for New York, like 5'8 is like short.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out, but it was so fun. Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't realize you were taller than me.
There's no way. Really?
Yeah, I'm 5'6".
Oh my gosh.
This just blew my mind.
Well, you know what? You're always wearing like thicker.
I do. I wear like chunky sneakers. Shoes yes, all the time. Yes. Yeah, you know me.
Wait, that's funny. But so I have no idea. And like I said, I've only done like modeling for like local stuff. We did just do Miami Swim Week with the girls, which was super fun.
Yeah, tell us how you got, like, how did that just come through social media? The brand just saw you guys and was like, we want you to walk in our show.
Yeah, cute brand. Yeah, so
I remember when you told me about that, I was, like, almost emotional for you because it's such a big deal. It is. And I feel like one of the things that I've done wrong in my career is I have not been great at celebrating wins, either because I try to play it off like it's no big deal or, like, you want to be, I don't know, it's easy to get forward focused and think like on to the next big thing or like, oh, it's fine, but it's not that. Or it's like one day it'll be this. But it's like that, if someone would have told you in those dark postpartum days that you'd be where and how and who you are now.
True. Oh, that does make me want to cry.
It's incredible.
Yeah. No,
and
totally.
So it's like take that space to, I don't hype you up all the time just because I'm your friend, but it's like I think it's very important. I think it's important to celebrate your victories and your wins and the things that I know are like meaningful or like, you know, like bucket list checks, whether to someone else it might be perceived as small or not, it doesn't matter. Like that was a huge thing. And it was something that is so fitting and organic for you guys. And I loved it.
Well, I think that women in general need to be more comfortable, like you said, celebrating themselves, because that's the thing. It can come off like, oh, she's so vain. Look at her posting this. She's so vain. And it's like, no, it's, I'm excited. I'm going to be excited.
Yeah.
This time of life is so short.
Yes.
Like these chapters that you're in, you may as well celebrate it and be excited and confident about it and not feel like, oh, she's narcissistic. And it's
I'm
just excited.
I've talked about this on another episode, but it's so worth reiterating. There is a big, big problem in our culture, in our society, and it's mostly with women.
Mm-hmm.
It's like socially acceptable to put yourself down, talk about diet culture bullshit that's like super toxic, like starving yourself or, like give me a blue ribbon because I didn't eat the cupcake or all of this stuff that's so toxic is almost celebrated and normalized. But the second a woman claims her own joy, the second you post and it's like, felt cute, will not delete later. You know, like I just post this because I feel good in my skin. Then you get those comments.
Mm-hmm.
You're self-obsessed.
Yes.
You're stuck up. Oh, you think you're so cool. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
First of all, you should be self-obsessed.
Yeah, I am. I do think I'm
cool. Who are you supposed to be obsessed with?
Yes.
You know, and what kind of a life is it when you don't like who you are?
Mm-hmm.
So I completely agree with you. And I think you, and I hope myself, but I think one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on, and I told you this yesterday, was to talk about confidence and dealing with haters and all of that, but also because I think it is empowering for young women to see women in the next like stage of life mm-hmm. from them
yeah.
owning themselves
yeah.
and feeling good in their skin unapologetically.
Yeah.
And I want that to be the norm.
Yes, totally.
It should be the norm.
Yes. And it is good for young girls to see.
It is. Know?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you meet Erin?
Erin is my...
Give us a little spiel about you and Erin because okay. there's lots of questions about like your baby daddy, a couple people said.
Stop. That's my husband. Yeah, he's my baby daddy. No, Erin and I, he was like the middle school older brother crush. My best friend, story. Alexa, his sister. Erin was her hot older brother. And, you know, I was like sneaking my way to hang out. Mm-hmm. But then he became close with my brother. And the rest is kind of history. My brother went on an LDS mission. And Erin came to comfort me at my time of need of missing my brother. And basically, like I said, the rest is history. We started taking photos, like photography, together mm-hmm. every single day.
How old were you?
I was 17.
Okay. And how old was Erin?
19. And now I'm 31. So you can do the math. It's been Sunday? A long time. Yes. You know, birthday. So yeah, that's our little backstory, you know, little lovebirds. But it's like you. It's like you and Ryan.
Yeah, we always bond over that. And we love going out as couples because it's rare to find couples who have been together and grown up together.
You literally grow up together, yeah.
And it's so fun. Okay, a few questions on your background. So lots of people want to know, why do you go to Guam? What's your ties to Guam? Has your family always lived in Utah or did you migrate from Guam? How are you so pretty? I want to know your background more and where you came from. So give us that.
So I was born in Guam. My mom is Chamorro. That's the native, you know, to Guam. And then my dad's full English. So he moved to Guam from England to be a chef at a hotel.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He could choose either Switzerland or Guam. He's like, I'm going to Guam. I've never been there.
I did not know you have English, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
I love London.
Yeah. So my dad's from... It's called Swanland. It's a tiny little village, like 4 hours north of London.
Oh my God.
But yeah, he met my mom there. We lived there till I was 5 or 6. They got a divorce. We moved to Utah and we went back every single year. Erin and I got married there. We take the girls back every year for Christmas. Well, most years.
Why would you not?
I mean, I know. Because my family's still there. That's like my mom's side. My grandma and grandpa, who I'm the closest with, are there. I have a little brother that lives there.
Wow.
So yeah, that's our ties, you know.
His home.
Shout out to Guam.
Yeah. Amazing. I love it. Okay, let's see. How do you keep your relationship spicy?
Oh my gosh. They want to know this. It's hard. It's hard to keep it spicy, especially now being busy and like having young kids. And I've talked to so many moms with young kids, and I feel like it's that stage of life. It's hard to keep it spicy, but... I don't even know.
Like, I don't think it's hard to keep it spicy, but I'm trying to think back to when Anderson was younger. I don't know. I think, honestly, it's more... I have not, by the way. I do not ever answer these questions for myself. So I'm, like, so hypocritical right now. I've not talked really at all about my relationship with Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Besides, you know, giving our story or saying that he's, like, my rock and stuff. I don't... I've never, like, opened myself up to answering these things. But if you will, I guess I will.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, since they're asking. I think every relationship is different, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. But I think you also have to understand that, like, life ebbs and flows. And while that, I don't know, it's so hard. It's like, should I be talking about general advice or should I be talking about from my personal experience, right?
Right, just
like,
general.
In general, I think it's about making a choice, right? Prioritizing mm-hmm. your partner and also prioritizing yourself and your own pleasure and making that a priority.
You have to make it a priority.
Because life is busy.
Yeah. And you have to put in the effort. And especially, yeah, if you're busy with work or have young kids, like you have to literally carve out time.
But the more you carve it out, the more you want it.
Yeah.
So it's like the spice, like I feel like it's kind of like a
snowball.
Yes. That's the exact analogy I was looking for. Like when you start to like prioritize that. And then you just actually genuinely really want it more and more.
It's true.
And it becomes easier.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a biggest inspo or a biggest fashion inspo?
You know what's funny? And people ask me this and I never answer it because okay. I Today's don't. Day. I tell you I'm tunnel vision.
That's okay, dude.
I like what I like. Mm-hmm. Of course I see photos and stuff that I like, but there's not one specific person or thing or page that I look at. Like, I just try to do what's best for me, what looks good on me, what I know my personal style is, and I just go with it.
Yeah.
That's just always
it. I love that. And that's how anything is, with whether it's design, architecture, art, mm-hmm. poetry, music. The more you're exposed to, the more you organically understand what you're drawn to and, mm-hmm. like, what you like. And I think that's a fine answer.
Yeah.
People ask me all the time who my biggest fitness motivation is, and I say no one.
Yes.
Because I never had. Like, yeah. I never had one, like, influencer or one celebrity who I was like, ah, her. Yeah. It wasn't that for me. Of course I've been influenced. Yes, like, of course so we've things. Soaked up so many things that we've seen, and there's so many women that I admire and look up to, but
there's not I just get one.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. You are who you are. Do you ever have confidence struggles?
Of course I do. Everybody does.
Everyone does.
No, I totally do. But I don't know if this is a good thing or bad, but I have like a, can I swear on here?
Yes.
I have like a, I don't know how to say it without coming off like.
Just say it.
Like a fuck you mindset.
Good.
Like if you're going to make me feel a certain way, I don't want anything to do with it. Like, I will put myself on top. Mm-hmm. And like I said, tunnel vision. I know what I want. I'm going to go for it. But of course, there's days where you get down and you see things that are said about you and it's like hurtful. But for me, I kind of almost use it as, what is it?
Fuel.
Am I okay? Watch this. Like,
yeah,
I'll keep going. And yeah. You're not going to stop me with what you have to say. If anything, I'm going to do more of it.
I love like, that.
So.
I love that. No, we were talking about this yesterday and. Yeah. It's hard. There's no haters can hate, mm-hmm. as the Queen Taylor will say.
They will hate. But it's okay.
Hate. But also, they're still watching.
That's the thing. They're still watching, and you can't let it get you down because they're. I don't know. I don't even know how to say it.
I love your attitude with this because I come on here and I talk about things like this, and I'm crying, and I'm just like, because I get. You know, the empath in me is like just the state of the world and like how bad must people be hurting to hurt someone. It just makes me so sickly sad because I'm like, what if someone's not mentally strong enough to handle? And I've been in dark places where the DMs that I get would have ruined me. Mm. And mm-hmm. I just, you know, it's so easy for me to take it. It's a very heavy, heavy topic. But on the other hand, you are saying exactly what I say, just in a much lighter, probably maybe healthier way, which is just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And that's just saying, it's not that you're putting meanness towards those people either. It's just saying, like, I actually am not going to allow mm-hmm. this person who is judging me, who doesn't know me,
yeah.
to have to a affect. Negative impact on my life.
Yeah, no.
And that's can't. A massive strength.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Do you want to share what we talked about yesterday as far as, like, what about, it's harder, it's easier said than done in the first place to not care what people think about you. Mm-hmm. Especially though, when it's people in your quote real life, like when people that you that actually do know you on some level or that you care about genuinely, that's a whole other hardship, I guess.
Well, what I've learned, and I've learned it from you, is like, yes, keep your circle small.
Yes.
You're going to learn who's really there for you and who's not. Like you said, who claps for you,
who doesn't. We talked about this yesterday.
But I've learned that I don't need to tell everybody everything.
No.
I am a talker, mm-hmm. so it comes naturally for me to just say everything. But I'm learning now that I don't need to say everything.
Isn't that hurtful, though? Because I've had those situations where someone's asking me about what's going on, mm-hmm. and I'm, like, sharing things just really genuinely or inorganically, and then I walk away and I'm like, shit, did I just come off like I was bragging or like I was, like, trying to self-inflate?
No.
And that's, like... Obviously, like, I would hope that the person I'm talking to knows my heart and my intention, but I've had it the other way where
they twist your words
or all of a sudden there is gossip or rumors or I am that self-inflated, you know?
Well, no, I was actually, I was saying this to somebody, but I get really excited and I want to tell my friends what I'm doing, but then I'm like, do I sound like I'm bragging? Cause I'm like, I'm just excited. Like we said, to celebrate yourself. But I hope that people understand.
Well, it's exactly what I told you yesterday on the treadmill. you need to pay close attention, as you, this is all happening for you, to the people who do not clap when you win.
Yeah.
When your successes are met with indifference, which is just jealousy masked, instead of joy.
Yeah.
No, those and you aren't your real people.
And you can sense it.
You can, it's a vibe. It's a thick vibe and you can't hide it.
I've always told Erin, Erin knows this, I'm really good, not to brag, I'm really good at reading people.
Yeah, same.
So I can instantly, almost within the first 30 seconds, it doesn't matter, I can tell a person's vibe towards me and I know what's real and what's not and I can see right through it. Honestly, like 99% of the time, even with people Erin has met in his life, I'm like, no, no. Or yep, yep.
Like, and isn't it shitty to be proven right sometimes? You're just like, damn it.
I know. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think we went off on a tangent there.
It's good though. I think it's really important.
Yeah.
Because as you start to win in life and when things are going your way, if people usually look at friendships and it's like, who's there for you when you're going through a hard time, right? Those are, it's like, oh, well, they're there for me when I'm in a hard time. I don't think that's the measure of a true friend. Who's there for you when you're killing it?
Yeah.
Who's actually proud of you? Who is there to celebrate with you? Who's showing up for you in a great time?
Yeah.
It's who can meet you in your great time and share in your joy instead of be crippled with jealousy?
Yeah.
That's a true friend.
That's true.
It's easy to be a shoulder to cry on. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Yeah.
Like when someone's like going through it, it's easy to be there for them. I feel like, you know, but it's, I've learned the hard way again. Like if it's the ones that can genuinely want to see you win.
It's true. When you put it that way, it totally is true. Like, and it makes sense. Yeah.
And I know you're going through it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's the refiner's fire.
Yeah. It's just part of it.
Yeah.
Erin's like, it's just part of it.
So it is.
It's good.
And it's just going to get better. Do you two do reformer together? No.
Oh, no. We were actually talking about Pilates. I was like, where did that come from?
It was because we took our video yesterday in the reformer.
No.
That, the studio was full. We went in there.
The mirror room was full, so.
So we ended up in there, but no. Do you do reformer at all?
I've done it, but it's really hard.
I want to try it.
Let's go together.
Okay, let's try it. Are there actual classes that exist?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We just sign up.
Let's go to one. Okay. which of your twins does she like better, joking but not really?
Oh my gosh, people say this all the time. I'm like, you guys, that's literally not even possible.
I know. How could you even ask?
It's not even possible.
I think if you're a mom, you know that that's
you not, understand. That's literally not a thing.
What was yours and the baby daddy's initial reaction to finding out it was twins?
Oh my gosh, pure shock. I told the doctor to shut up. He was like, no, there are two. And I was like, what the?
Wow. Are there twins in your families?
No.
It was so this is like shock. Genuinely out of nowhere. Yeah.
And identical is actually more random.
Oh, yeah. Because of course.
Yeah.
I knew that.
No, we were completely shocked. Honestly, I was upset. Like, we weren't even expecting to get pregnant in the first place. So to find out there were two was really just a lot to take in. But obviously now it's like the greatest thing.
Yes. I love that. Can you imagine anything? No.
No, like, I can't imagine anything else.
And that's me. Like, I was devastated. You know, at first when Anderson was a boy, I always saw myself as a girl mom. And now it's like, are you kidding? I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, we've already went over a bunch of these. Okay, lots of people want to know if you're done having kids or if you want to have more kids.
Guys, that's a million-dollar question.
It is so...
It's so hard.
I mean, I'll get on my pedestal about this. Don't ask.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, there's no true answer. I have no answer for you.
And that's the thing is, I know that everyone means no harm, but I also, I'm obviously sensitive to this, as Sal knows, and as I've been open about, like, I wanted to have more kids, tried to have another kid, didn't happen for us, now Ryan and I are not trying, but I also have sisters and close humans who I've watched struggle intimately with infertility, and I understand how exceptionally heavy and difficult that is, so I just want women in general to be a little bit more cognizant of the fact that it's a really intimate question. And I don't think it's something that we should really be asking strangers. I think we just need to support women and be happy for them where they're at on their journey. Because whether or not you're meaning to add pressure, that's sometimes a very painful and difficult question to be asked. So I'll go ahead and handle that one.
That was perfect.
Okay. Let's see. Kels talks about this a lot. Do you deal with body image issues or eating issues, or have you? How do you not pass it on to your girls?
No, yeah, totally. I do. And it's bad. I do need to work on that. It's
hard. Are you talking about eating or body image?
I'm fine with eating.
Yeah.
I'll eat all day.
I know that. That's good.
Yes. I have no problem with food. And honestly, Kelsey, like, I've learned so much from you, and like not having that fear of food, like I used to, back right out of high school. Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. I would,
because it's a product of our upbringing.
Yeah. And I would only drink, like, it was such a thing. Mm-hmm. But now as I've gotten older, I've learned it's like, okay, no, I'm working out. I can eat what I want. Mm-hmm. There's that balance and it feels good. And struggling with body still, a little bit, yes, but not to the point where I would actually do drastic things. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, no, I know I look good.
It's most great. Of the time you feel confident.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And the days, do you feel like, because I know there have been times and seasons that where we've talked about, you know, struggling with body image. And do you know if there's been like a certain point or what that tipping point was where you went from it was more regular to like now it's an exception instead of the rule?
Oh, like struggling with it?
Yeah, just like feeling confident in your skin and like understanding and knowing, you know, that you look amazing and just not.
I think having the habit of taking care of yourself, you will start feeling good about yourself. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, yes, there are days where you feel down, but it's like, you know what? I'm taking care of myself. I don't know. It's like a ripple effect.
Do you want to know what it is?
What?
So, confidence is technically and actually self-trust.
Okay.
And that is why so many people who are in the gym or like regularly and consistently taking care of themselves, actually, it's not because their physique has shifted a certain way that they're all of a sudden confident. Mm-hmm. It's because they have built trust with themselves. Because what do you have to do to be consistent in the gym? You have to do what you say you're going to do a million little times.
Yeah.
You say you're going to do a workout and you follow through. You even like down to every session, every rep, every set, like it is constant following through with what you say you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And the more you do that, the more you learn to trust yourself. And so unless your motive for your movement is toxic, like a punishment or to shrink yourself or like, you know, burn off what you ate and all of those inherently negative things, if that's not the case, then you will become a more confident person as you take care of your health, mm-hmm. whether it's meditation, gym, whatever, because you're building confidence with yourself. You're building trust with yourself.
Wait, that's cool.
And that confidence comes through in everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually comes before the body composition change, actually. Yeah.
No, totally. And I remember there was a point where I stopped thinking about food. I just stopped thinking about it. I can't even remember how.
I'm so proud of
you. But it shifted everything.
I've noticed that too.
So, no, yeah, it's good. It's the mindset, totally.
Yes. I love it. Sal's skincare, please.
Oh my gosh.
Skincare. Everyone wants to know.
Here's the thing. I think there's thousands of products that everybody posts. Oh my gosh. And you can't keep up and you don't know what order to do it in.
Uh-huh.
I'm a very simple girl. I use just any face wash. I use rose hip oil, like a natural rose hip oil. And then I use the Elta MD tinted sunscreen. Got to keep it simple. Oh, Paula's Choice. You guys know. I know you've seen it. The BH, whatever. But keep it simple. There's too many things.
Yeah.
Too many things.
I agree. Mine's pretty simple, too.
Yeah, and but your skin's amazing.
I went on that journey, though. Remember, my skin got bad, like, when I turned 30. It was a rough go for me. I had to wear, like, full makeup every day. Well, I didn't have to. I felt I needed to.
You felt, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't use filters, but I went through a time where I would always, like, I would not post without that Paris filter because I just felt so self-conscious. Yeah. And I've talked about that, you know, on here, too. But ultimately, I agree. I think it's about prioritizing taking care of your skin and from a positive place. I'm so big into mindfulness. But honestly, you guys, Sal has God-given angel baby skin. No. So let's call a spade a spade also. Like, you have the best skin of anyone I've ever seen.
Stop. You're so nice. No, you guys, I don't know. Just wear some sunscreen.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone can agree on sunscreen. Yeah. Don't cut out the sunscreen. Okay. Is intercourse still enjoyable after pregnancy?
It is, you guys. It is.
Can confirm. Can 12 confirm. Out of 10. Even better.
It'll be great.
Where did you get your info on how you raise, take care of your kids?
There is no book.
Yeah. I mean, there are lots of books.
True. There's lots of books, but no. Like, there's no way. You just got to do it. You'll just figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll come naturally. And
I think every mom knows what's best for her own kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, as long as the mom is in like a good, healthy mental place, you know, you have an inner knowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and Sal is the best mom.
Stop. Well, so are you.
I know. But like those girls love you so much. And it's like, you're very intuitive, nurturing with your girls is very cool to see.
Thanks. Obviously they're our number one priority, obviously. But yeah. No, it's fun. It's fun to be a mom.
It is. Isn't it crazy? It's so weird. Sometimes I'm like, do you feel like you're old enough to be a mom?
Now I do.
Yeah.
I feel like a year or so ago, I was like, I feel like I'm 17. But I'm like, honestly, no, like I feel good.
Yeah.
And it's funny actually talking about that because I'm like, do I want to have another baby? Do I want to, you know, go through all of that mm-hmm. again? The body changes, all of that. Yeah. But then recently I'm like, you know what? I am a mom. I am in my 30s now. Mm-hmm. Like, embrace it. Like, don't be scared of those changes. And it is still a struggle mentally, but I am coming into, like my 30s. I am like, no, I
You're
feel
gonna be
like
31 on 30s. Sunday,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I know how I feel about this, but I want to get your take. Is it not the best
it
ever?
It is. You know what?
Ever.
Your confidence skyrockets
right?
when you're 30.
I'm not kidding. I feel like, I mean, hopefully I'll feel like this every decade of my life. That's my goal, hardcore. Yeah. I hope when I'm 60, I'm like, this is the best decade.
Yeah.
But truly, I've never been happier or more authentically myself
yes.
and more proud of like this version of me and more mm-hmm. comfortable in my skin. And I certainly see that in you just with our friendship, like mm-hmm. knowing you from what, 26 or something.
Yeah.
And I love to see it. Like, I think there's a panic that's put on women because it's always like grow up, be a woman. And then it's like anti-age,
yes.
everything.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous in and of itself. But I think there's so much beauty in everything that you just said about like, instead of wishing that you're younger, understanding where you are right now is so amazing.
Yeah. No, it's good. And you always hear that like 30 is the best. You're like, what? And then it happens. You're like, wait, actually,
maybe
it has
magic.
Been really good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So but it's can confirm thriving.
Yeah.
No, that's my good. Favorite phrase this episode. I think I've said that 7 times. That's kind of weird.
What, thriving?
Can confirm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever said that,
okay.
but here we are. Okay. So we covered all the questions and some. Are there any more, like, I don't know how long we've been going, but we're just going to keep rolling. Is there any, I mean, I know I only gave you about less than 24 hours, but in that 24 hours, was there anything you felt like sharing or a subject that you wanted to touch on that we didn't or encouragement or advice
I guess
that you want to like, you know?
I would just retouch on being confident in yourself and once again, not letting what people say or think of you influence what you want to do. Keep your tunnel vision of what you want and roll with it. Like, don't let any distractions of negativity interfere or else it will stop you. So you have to like keep it clear and know, like I said, what you want and not let, you know, anything get in the way of that.
I love that.
So
what would you say if there's someone listening who's like, but what if I don't know what I want?
That's the thing. I didn't know what I wanted. You just kind of do what you enjoy and start good, healthy daily habits.
That's
and
it.
I feel like it'll all fall into place.
Pay attention to the things in life that set your soul on fire. Pay attention to what gets you excited. Pay attention to the things that move you, that make you feel deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll lead you, I think, where you need to be. Again, whether it's calling to something or being called away from something, both are valid, both are worthy. And I feel like as long as you're being authentic, being kind to yourself, taking care of yourself, it's all going to fall into place.
Yes.
You're going to figure it out. You are where you're meant to be.
Yes. And like you said, be authentic. I emphasize that because I feel if you're trying to be somebody you're not, it just will not work in the end. Like, you have to stay who you are and your own success will come from that.
I know you're speaking from experience.
I know.
And I'm gonna bring it up because okay. I think it's important and I think you have some for real firsthand experience, as do I. Mm-hmm. It is difficult when someone is literally trying to be you.
Yeah.
Copying everything that you do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'll let you talk about this because I want you to talk about it in the way that you feel comfortable. But like, just share a little bit about your experience in this area.
I mean, obviously, yes, there's been people who have copied down to my hair movements in a video. Exact. I'm pretty sure wearing the same underwear at some point. Like, it's like crazy, you know? And I get it. I get you can pull inspiration from people, but if you're not putting your own twist on things or your own personality or your own what you actually like and want, it's just not going to work. Mm-hmm. And that's people true. Will see through it. People will see through it. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the most important piece because it, you know, it's a little bit maddening, like when you see it, because it's a little bit jarring. It's almost like a little bit violating, I think, mm-hmm. When it gets down to like that level of it. But ultimately, it's just remembering what you just said. It's like authenticity is everything.
Yeah.
And obviously, that person isn't, you know, acting or living authentically if they're trying to be you. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it's like you just feel for them and you just hope that they can be brave enough to like lean into who they are.
Yes.
And yes, let you be their muse, but also like, be yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always ways to be yourself through inspiration and pull from that.
100%. Okay. I have a fun one. What's your favorite shoot that you've ever done?
Oh,
besides
my gosh.
My collection, just.
Oh yeah.
Obviously besides that one.
gosh, I can't even name. Erin and I, like I said, we've been taking photos since our teenage years and Erin's an amazing photographer. We've done so many fun shoots together. Like, you guys should go check out Aaron's page. He's an insane photographer.
And he is, when we say photographer, like, he's not, I feel like we've kind of made it sound like he's a fashion or a social media photographer. No, he's, like, commercial.
Yeah.
Like,
very artistic.
Very serious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aaron's super artistic and creative. So, we've done tons of fun shoots. I don't think I could name one.
Okay. That's okay. That's fair. Yeah. And what is your favorite piece of what you're doing now?
You stay creative. I feel like staying creative with having new things to shoot and like posts and whatever, it keeps my brain sharp and like fresh and like up to date with what's going on. I don't know. It just feels good. So, and it's fun. Like I said, having all the family time. So
I love it. Also she's been teaching me how to use TikTok.
Yeah. Kelsey needs to get on TikTok more.
I know. I have decided like 5 different times over the last 7 years that I'm going to be on TikTok and it lasts about 24 hours and I can't do it.
No.
But I need to. And Sal has agreed to like teach me yesterday.
Yes.
Me trying to post my,
I know.
I'm like, wait, do you use hashtags? How do you tag someone?
Like yes, hashtag it all. But
no. Well, you guys, thank you so much for sending through your questions. Thanks for hanging out with us today. This has been another episode of Free to Find Fitness with Kelsey Wells and my lovely, beautiful, wonderful guest, Salome.
Thanks,
Andrea.
Guys.
As always, show her some love on socials. I will put her links in the bio here. This is going to be published like right now. We're just going to name it and descript it and put it up. You can find her on IG, on TikTok, YouTube.
And YouTube, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Cool.
Love you so much.
Bye.
Bye.